My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's new scammer Lacey tells him she loves him. Does he love her? Listen and enjoy.
I go, "Hi, pretty lady, how goes it?" "It's going well." She asks how it's going with me. I go, "Pretty well, thanks." She wishes me happy weekend on April 12th. I go, "Same to you. You are a very cheerful person." She goes, "Thanks," taking that as a compliment. This is all very good so far.
Yeah, but I mean, of course she's going to take it as a compliment. It's like, you didn't say you're a heinous bitch, you know?
Yeah, no, I did not.
Comes later.
Yeah. She goes, "Happy weekend." I go, "That," and she goes, "That's how I meant it, as a compliment. That's what I said." Then she says, "Thanks." Ask if I have any plans for the weekend. I go, "Chilling tonight, working tomorrow. What about you?" She goes, I go, "You never accepted my friend request to follow you." She goes, I thought I did. I go, "You got me in Instagram purgatory." And then she does. I go, "Yay." She goes, I'm sorry. So this is the first time we're seeing am. No big deal.
Yeah, she's been better. But, I mean, you know, even Native American, not Native American, but I mean, like you know, Native English speakers say that sometimes.
Yeah. She goes, "Nothing fun for this weekend, just here all by myself." She goes, "You, how it feels to be alone." I think she meant, "You know how it feels to be alone." And I go, I'm sorry, Lacey, and a sad face. She goes, "It's fine." She goes, "At least I have you to talk to." I go, "Aw."
Now, who is lonely? Is she saying she's lonely?
She's lonely.
Asking if you were lonely.
She's lonely.
Okay.
Well, and she assumed that you are too.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, because that's the whole MO on these people. They want to find out if you're lonely. It's like I've been saying with the whole thing, you know, with the prey on lonely people. And if you're lonely by yourself and you find this person to talk to, laying out money is actually worth it to you just to have some companionship.
Sure.
Yeah.
She goes, "Thanks for always texting back to me." And then she writes, "I love you."
Oh, man.
Why, you jealous? Well, you jealous? You should have acted sooner, Pip. What?
It's been 12 minutes. It's time.
No, it's been about 8 days. Because we started talking on the 4th. This is the 12th. It's been a week.
Okay.
It's a whole week. Yes, I'm very jealous because now she's going to get some of that big ghost-busting divining cock.
Listen,
that's what I'm jealous about.
Listen, Pip.
She's not afraid to ask somebody out. She would have done well at the dance.
Well, listen, I like a woman who can admit that she loves me. I wish more of them would. Oh, so there was a couple hearts and a kiss. See? Oh, it's too bright. Never mind.
Oh,
were you able to see it? Okay. Anyway, she goes, "Hope I'm not being too forward by saying that." I go, "Nope." Nope. I'm thinking, what took you so long? It's been 8 days.
Crying out while it opened.
People are getting anxious. When were you going to lay on the smooth patter?
Yeah. She goes, "I'm sorry, that's what I feel. I can't keep it anymore, LOL. And I'm saying this because I'm a kind of person that says whatever I feel." She can't help herself. She loves me. She loves me.
She is bursting with an amour.
You know what? Who can blame her?
Oh, I know.
So I say, "Well, I certainly don't want you to burst, so say what you feel. Say and do what you feel." Pip, it's like you've seen this before, but you haven't. Like the words you pick.
I know this is really weird that's the same word.
Yeah. She goes, "Thanks." I go, "You're welcome." She goes, "Allow me to tell you a little about myself, if you don't mind." Well, now that you love me, we might as well get this out of the way.
Well, yeah, let's get to know each other now.
Sure. I go, "Okay." She goes, "Ooh, this is a long one." I've been single for a year and a half, but I'm ready to find the man of my heart, a man with God heart. God heart! I have God heart and Satan's cock. I'm the perfect man.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.